Well, Oren, let's hear it.
Excerpt number one. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should be lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal. For the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us.
Friends, now we're going to read excerpt number two. Rabash says, we want to be rewarded with feeling while engaging in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, that we are serving a great and important king, and that by this there will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all of our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us for the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator. Continuing to excerpt number three. Rabash says, the main thing we need, and for which we have no fuel for the work, is that we are lacking importance of the goal. That is, we do not know how to appreciate our service so as to know to whom we are bestowing. Also, we're lacking the awareness of the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have the privilege of serving the King, since we have nothing with which to be able to understand His greatness. In the words of the Zohar, this is called Shekhinah, divinity in the dust, meaning that bestowal upon Him is as important to us as dust. Naturally, we have no fuel to work, since without pleasure, there is no energy to work.
Again.
We're going to read excerpt number four. Rabash says, in order to have fuel to work, in order to bestow and not receive any reward, but the work itself will be the reward, we must believe in Him, meaning believe in His greatness. We must make great efforts to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator. Without faith in the greatness of the Creator, there is no power to work in order to bestow. That is, precisely when we feel the greatness of the Creator, a person is ready to work without any reward. Instead, the work itself is the reward, since serving a great king is more valuable to him than any fortune in the world compared to this service that the Creator permits him to come in and serve him. Hence, we must focus all our thoughts on how to come to feel the greatness of the Creator, and then everything follows that point. Number five, right?
Number five, Rabash says, if their intention is to bring contentment to the Creator, then if they want to increase the work, they must increase the greatness of the Creator. Since to the extent of His greatness, to that extent they can annul before Him and do everything they do only for the sake of the Creator. It is as the Zohar says about the verse, the husband is known at the gates, each according to what assumes in his heart. Therefore, in order to have fuel to work, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator must try each day to exert to obtain faith in the greatness of the Creator, since the greatness of the Creator is what compels them to work for Him. And this is all the pleasure they derive from their work.
Number seven.
Okay, make it seven.
It is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the king. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, that now he is something with which to serve the king. To the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy.
He can read eight, perhaps.
Yeah? Right, number eight. Rabbi says, a friend's discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and yearning to annul before the Creator, because it begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason. Meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that one can imagine. We should say that we believe, above reason, that He leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wants only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he is awarded with, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And this is what a person must receive from the friends.